This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios reached New Delhi this morning on a three-day state visit to India. He was accorded a warm welcome at the airport. During the visit, India and Paraguay are expected to undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the state visit of President Peña is his first visit to India and only the second ever visit by President of Paraguay. President Peña will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today, during which the two leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. He will also meet President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Telangana Formation Day is being celebrated across the state and outside the country. The national flag will be hoisted at official programs and government offices to mark the Formation Day. Telangana was formed as the 29th state in the country on this day in 2014 through Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to the people of Telangana on the occasion of their statehood day. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar said that the state is known for its resilience and distinct cultural identity and has exemplified remarkable progress across various sectors, underscoring its commitment to development and welfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his greetings to the people of Telangana. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The state is known for making innumerable contributions to national progress." He added that over the last decade, the government has undertaken many measures to boost ease of living for the people of the state. Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Result 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website results25.jeeadv.ac.in. The JEE Advanced is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. In Himachal Pradesh, a series of Tiranga Yatras being organized across the state in honor of the brave Indian soldiers and the success of Operation Sindoor is coming to a conclusion today. A Tiranga Yatra will be held in Solan under the leadership of BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda. BJP National Vice President Saudan Singh, State in Charge Shrikant Sharma, Leader of the Opposition Jairam Thakur, State BJP President Rajiv Bindal, along with other senior party leaders, will be present on the occasion. The government is set to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra via Nathula after a five-year hiatus, with the first batch of pilgrims arriving in Gangtok on the 15th of this month. The sacred pilgrimage to the abode of Lord Shiv will begin from Gangtok and proceed to Kailash and Mansarovar via the Nathula Pass. More than 30 people were killed and dozens injured near a food aid distribution centre in the Gaza Strip yesterday. According to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry, the incident took place near an aid site in Rafah operated by an Israel-backed organisation. The Israeli military has denied its involvement, stating in a preliminary inquiry that its forces did not fire on civilians near or within the distribution site. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland and Manipur today. It also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. In the fourth Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament, Deepak and Naman Tanwar spearheaded India's campaign, securing two golds yesterday as part of an impressive eight-medal haul. Deepak clinched the gold with a 5-0 win over Abdurakhimov Zavokir of Uzbekistan in the 75-kilogram final, while Naman got the better of China's Han Shuizhen 4-1 in the 90-kilogram category. In the women's 80-plus kilogram final, Kiran went down 2-3 to Kazakhstan's Yeldana Talipova in a keenly fought bout to settle for a silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.